the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Everybody goes through it, that awkward phase known as puberty. Unfortunately, the most dramatic changes become evident when you attempt to be your most melodic. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, I have Dr. Cameron LaBarre as my guest. He is the Director of Choral Studies at Missouri State University. He knows the incredible value music adds to life and wants to talk about sticking with music even when the voice doesn't seem to be able to stick to a note.
When boys transition to their sort of adult male voice through puberty, it has quite an effect on their singing voice. And you go through this phase where one day you might be a soprano, the next day you're a bass, or one day you might be a soprano as a young boy, and then the next day you have no notes to sing, or maybe two notes to sing, and it's kind of monotone, and you don't know what to do. And when you're one of five young boys in a school program and your voice sounds funny, you might just quit, and then you don't find choir or you don't find singing again later on.
To build community and keep young men interested in choir, the Men's Choral Festival was born. The festival, which will host its second event this year, was modeled largely after the Real Men Sing program in Oklahoma. LaBarre elaborates.
The goal really is to get boys together to sing in the state of wherever they are at the moment. So we have one choir specifically for unchanged voices, one choir for those voices that are currently in transition, and one choir for changed voices. And we have grades 6 through 12 represented. So 6 through 7th or 8th grade, they're going to be the unchanged voices. And then 7th, 8th, 9th grade or so is going to be the changing voices, and 10 through 12 is going to be the changed voices. Those are only general guidelines. The teachers that bring these students, they kind of decide what student goes where. Then when these students get around many, many others that are going through the same transition, they're able to really feel confident and not feel alone and can sing out and can really use their voice. So it's a really positive experience. We had some outstanding feedback from all of the teachers in the area that brought students to this event, just saying how much more confident their boys were when they go back to their programs. Some of the boys that come to this program are from large high schools. For instance, I think Kickapoo High School brought scores of young boys to this experience. We had a few high schools that maybe brought one boy or three boys from a very small school, say in rural Southwest Missouri.
This event, which is coordinated by Heidi Williamson from Nixon Middle School and Nate Cornelius from Kickapoo High School, is as successful as its partnerships are strong. In the first year, the goal was 100 student participants, and instead saw 475 young men perform. LaBarre is proud of the buy-in from the community and pleased with the lineup of conductors as well.
One of the conductors for the Men's Choral Festival this year is Robert Gibson, who's a recent alum of Missouri State University. Robert's coming back from Pennsylvania, where he's currently working, and he's also the founding conductor of the Missouri State University Multicultural Ensemble, and they'll be doing a concert around that same time frame as well. So he'll be conducting the Changed Voice Choir, and then we have Caleb Zustiak conducting the Changing Voice Choir, and Ryan Main from Kansas City conducting the Unchanged Voice Choir.
In order to help kids overcome some barriers to musical success, LaBarre has partnered with Danny Gutierrez, leader of the Reed Academy Singers, and Debbie Grega, principal of Reed Academy. He says that Grega is not only a champion of the arts, but ultimately of her students. He tells us about the partnership, which is a win for all involved.
Our students will work with the Reed Academy Singers in three ways. One, private voice instruction for free. Many of the Reed students are on very limited income and come from very little means. Two, a few students will give piano lessons. And three, students of ours at Missouri State will serve as rehearsal coaches to help the Reed Academy students in rehearsals alongside Mr. Gutierrez. The Reed Academy students will also come to Missouri State to observe rehearsals, take notes, and have talkback sessions with myself and also with our students. And we'll share a concert together, actually, in March coming up before both choirs perform at the American Choral Directors Association Southwestern Divisional Conference. I believe that these two choirs are the only choirs from Missouri, Reed Academy being a middle school choir and Missouri State Chorale, a university choir.
That was Dr. Cameron Labar. He is the Director of Choral Studies at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.